Would you like a little hate with that chicken sandwich? Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principle Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
You know, I'll have a side of malice with that as well.
Well, yes, you probably will before it's all over with when it comes to this particular issue. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not aware of it yet, you probably have not been paying attention to any of the major media or any of the conservative media over the last week or so. And I apologize that it's now Monday and we're just getting around to this issue. But again, that's the vicissitudes of the way we run this radio program. What I'm talking about is the absolute vitriol that is being poured out on a fast food restaurant because of the views of the president of the company. The fast food restaurant we're going to be talking about, if you don't know already, is Chick-fil-A, a company that is self-consciously and publicly devoted to running its business on biblical principles. The company was founded, I believe, in 1946 by S. Truett Cathy, who was a Christian. He wrote a book, I don't know if you've ever read it, Chuck, but I have. It's called Eat More Chicken, Influence More People. And it's the story of how he founded Chick-fil-A and his beliefs and why they're based on biblical principles, which means that, number one, Chick-fil-A stores are not open on Sundays because he wants all of his employees to have a day of rest. Now, you notice that I said a day of rest. I didn't say that he wants them all to go to his particular church denomination or other things, because that's not how they run their company. They run their company according to biblical principles. They want a fair day's work for a fair day's wage. They're very big on customer service. If you've ever eaten at a Chick-fil-A, I don't think you've gone away disappointed. However, because his son, Dan Cathy, who is now the president, because I believe Truett Cathy is now 91 years old, his son, Dan Cathy, was asked, kind of in an ambush gotcha interview by someone, what his views were on gay marriage. And Dan Cathy was very honest and very forthright. He doesn't believe in it. As a Christian, he doesn't believe it's biblically warranted. Well, that raised a huge firestorm, Chuck, as you're well aware, and I think maybe our listeners are too, from the homosexual activist community who have started a boycott of Chick-fil-A. Now, Chuck, many of our listeners who are socially conservative are fully aware of boycotts. American Family Association for years have used boycotts in order to try to drive home points to various entities, including companies. So boycotts can be effective. However, usually when you're doing a boycott, you should pick your target carefully. And it's my contention, Charles, that the homosexual lobby wasn't very thoughtful about this one, and it's probably going to backfire on them.
Well, Barry, I'd say you and I have known each other for what? Probably coming up on about 9 or 10 years, something like that. And I'm trying to think when we first met over there in that little radio station in New Albany, sometime around then. But the fact is that you and I have been talking.
You and I have known for that long.
For that long. How the other side constantly runs ahead of its coverage.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is one of those cases. These guys really think that they have the numbers behind them. And the fact is, it doesn't look like they do. It looks like there are a whole lot of people out there who may not be willing to write a letter to the editor and may not be willing to call into a radio station, but very much might be willing to show up at a Chick-fil-A and buy a sandwich to show support. Now, how do you count that as a vote? Well, you don't really, except that if the Chick-fil-A company, in the face of a boycott, reports no drop in business or an increase in business, then what do you say about that?
What you say, Chuck, is that hopefully, and this is something that is going to be proven later this week, is that people who follow Christ will put their money where their hearts are, and they will stand up and support another Christian enterprise that's standing up for God's biblical truth.
Let's hope they do, and let's encourage people to do that. I can tell you that we have increased our intake of Chick-fil-A in the last couple of weeks since this thing started. And the main reason we've done that is to show support for the company. Because I know what can happen when, I've seen what happens when liberals call a boycott a conservative business. Very often they'll take a hit right up front, and then conservatives get a little concerned, and they'll go out and they'll really open their wallets and really come to the aid of these companies that are doing the right thing and are taking it on the chin for it. And you and I both know we've been passing back and forth articles on this particular subject now for, I don't know, what, about at least a week.
Yeah, and probably a little under a week, yeah.
But some of the stuff we've seen is just really just scurrilous. It's really just the lowest of the low.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit about that, Chuck. I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the lowest of the low had to have come from comedian and actress Roseanne Barr. I'm sure that some of you may remember Roseanne Barr from her eponymous television program, Roseanne. But she decided she would go to Twitter, which is, I think, has been the downfall of many people who are in the media and in celebrity, by going to Twitter. And she attacked Chick-fil-A because of this issue. And basically, well, Chuck, we can't repeat this on a family radio program. That's my point.
We can tell you some of it, but there are other parts. For instance, the part where she thinks that basically that the Kathy family deserves to get cancer.
Well, it wasn't just the Kathy family. She tweeted that anyone who eats Chick-fil-A, she used the scatological reference in place of the first word, deserves to get the cancer that's sure to come from eating antibiotic-filled tortured chickens for Christ. Now, Roseanne Barr is, I believe, Jewish, but she also said she was off to grab Chick-fil-A sandwich on her way to worshiping Christ, supporting IPAC and war in Iran. So, in other words, she's attacking Christians, Chuck, or those, because worshiping Christ, obviously that would be a Christian, supporting IPAC, well, that's the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, and some people support that. And, of course, they link Republicans and Christians with wanting war, so... Barr is basically not just attacking Chick-fil-A. She's decided she's going to open up on Christians in general, mainly because Dan Cathy, who's the president of the company and a Christian, dared to let people know what he believed. Chuck, I guess it's okay for Roseanne Barr to let us know how she feels and what she believes, but it's not okay for Dan Cathy or you or me to let people know what we believe.
Yeah, exactly. And let's face it, Barry, she has made the cardinal error that a lot of us on this side of the fence also do, and that's assuming that the other side is monolithic on certain things. This thing about IPAC and the Iran-Iraq war and blah, 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 blah. You and I have never been open supporters of IPAC, for sure, and you and I have been opposed to the Iraq war since it started. Since the very beginning of the thing. And
but that
also,
doesn't stop a liberal like Roseanne Barr from basically wanting to lump everybody into one category.
Painting with the broad brush. Yeah, now I also never understood, I still don't understand how you can eat a chicken for Christ. You can do everything to glorify God, but if you say your prayers over the meal and ask God to bless it, you can say that over almost anything, which I have done at Taco Bell and at City Barbecue and every place else. So, I mean, it's so fallacy-laden that it's almost frightening. And since Barr basically, let's just say that even people involved in, for instance, the Henson Company came out and were critical of Roseanne Barr because of that thing that she said about deserves to get cancer.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the Henson Company, of course, is the company who pulled the rug out or tried to make it look like they pulled the rug out from under Chick-fil-A on the toys that they put in the kids' meals.
Because they made a big issue. They made a huge issue about this and got into the media saying that, you know, they weren't going to work with an intolerant company like Chick-fil-A, et cetera, because of, again, Dan Cathy's personal comments about his personal beliefs, not about Chick-fil-A's operating procedures or their employee handbook. None of this is in their employee handbook because they hire across the boards.
Right.
You know, they have to follow federal guidelines like everybody else. But he says that we're supportive of the family. This is Kathy's quote. We're much supportive of the family, the biblical definition of the family unit. We're a family owned business, a family-led business. And basically that, you know, he just said they support the traditional family unit as a company, and they do, Chuck. I've been a part of a Chick-fil-A sponsor. They have a foundation called the Windshape Foundation, and right. they hosted the first marriage commission, and I was there. My wife and I were honored to be part of that, being a signatory on a declaration of standing for traditional marriage, along with a numerous national leaders on marriage and family issues. And just like Dan Cathy, I'm also on a target list for the homosexual community. I've seen my name being scurrilously bandied about by homosexual activists for a number of years now. So I understand how he feels in some senses.
And unfortunately, let's be clear about that. That can turn ugly very fast.
Yes, it can. Very well can. But you were talking about this whole issue with the Muppets or with the Jim Henson Company, and that's the Muppets, ladies and gentlemen. If you remember as a kid, Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, and the cast of Musical Magical Mayhem that was the Muppet Show, Jim Henson, who was the original founder, has died. And Frank Oz, who was one of the key puppeteers, Chuck, we later found out, is openly homosexual. So the Jim Henson Company, now that's being run by other folks, it is a huge supporter of gay and lesbian causes. And so therefore, they decided, they made an announcement that they weren't going to work with or partner with Chick-fil-A because of this. Funny thing is, and I think this is what you were mentioning out,
right?
The day before they made this announcement, Chick-fil-A had put in their stores a notice that because of safety issues with the toys that the Henson Company was providing, biting to Chick-fil-A, they were discontinuing using them.
Yeah, exactly. So basically what happened was they got a bushel full of lemons, and they decided to try to make lemonade politically with it. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're getting away with it because the news media has a bias in favor of homosexuals.
Is in support of their
personal sexual perversion, and that somehow it's okay. And that's just a marker of society as it is right now. I'm not really shocked about that. What I am shocked about is seeing that there are some people on the quote unquote right who are coming out in favor of what Chick-fil-A is doing and coming at hard on the side of somehow Chick-fil-A is engaging in politics because the head of the company comes out and says something positive about traditional marriage and says absolutely nothing negative about anyone else. That if you read
Dan Cathy's
statement, he says nothing negative about anyone. It's positive.
Absolutely.
We stand for traditional marriage. Yeah, we stand for traditional marriage.
Well, you know, Chuck, not everybody has been attacking because somebody who, you know, you and I have never actually had the deep, warm fuzzies for, but I know many in the Christian community do, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, actually has a drive to get people to go to Chick-fil-A this Wednesday on the 1st of August to show their support for what Dan Cathy had to say about the traditional family. Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day is on August the 1st, this Wednesday. And for folks who want to find more information about that, they can go to a website called isupportchickfila.com. isupportchickfila.com, and they can find out more information about that or find out, I'm guessing, locations of a Chick-fil-A near them.
And let's remember that Chick is spelled C-H-I-C-K. Phil A is spelled F-I-L-A. It's a stylized spelling, shall we say.
It is.
Chick-fil-A. And with that, Barry, we're running short on time.
Yeah, I'm sure that we will. But we would encourage people to visit a Chick-fil-A on Wednesday because I'm guessing you're going to, Chuck, and I know I'm going to take the drive. The closest Chick-fil-A to us is about 45 minutes from here. But we're going to take the drive on Wednesday as a family and go have a chicken sandwich.
Well, we got one about 8 miles away, and that's where I'm going for lunch. So join us again tomorrow. We'll have a lot more to talk about on this subject. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.